Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 5 regarding Michael Gibson. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Gibson as noted in the reports above. Appeared he is now a 60-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 6/13/12. Appeared he stumbled and tripped over construction debris and struck his shoulder against the corner of the wall. Appeared as a result he believes he injured his left shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff. Period. He went on to undergo 3 different surgical procedures on the shoulder. Period. Is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems with the involved areas. Period. However, he states that he did sustain a right shoulder rotator cuff tear while working at a different site as a contractor in 2007. He then underwent 2 surgical repairs to reattach ligaments. Period. In paragraph, I have been provided with limited additional medical documentation. Period. This consists of a 2/19/20 report by Dr. Gentile, G-E-N-T-I-L-E. Period. He opined Mr. Gibson suffered a left shoulder injury as a result of the work accident on 3/13/02. Period. The left shoulder diagnoses included left shoulder pain, comma, tears of the rotator cuff and labrum, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, and left shoulder AC joint arthralgia, all causally related to the work injury. Period. He also opined the petitioner would benefit from additional treatment, including physical therapy and anti-inflammatory medication as needed for his symptoms. Period. He continued by saying the symptoms are exacerbated by his continued employment as a carpenter. Period. However, the patient is experiencing symptoms with activities of daily living and with forceful or repetitive use of the left shoulder, especially in an overhead fashion unrelated to work. Period. He has undergone 3 shoulder surgeries and is not interested in any further surgery on the shoulder. Period. Dr. Gentile concluded he had permanent injury as a result of the 3/13/02 accident, which from time to time will require additional conservative treatment to alleviate symptoms. Period. In paragraph, I also have a progress note from Dr. Gentile, dated 7/21/21. Period. A left subacromial injection with corticosteroid was administered. Period. They discussed the limitation of cortisone injections of 2 or 3 injections placed 6 to 8 weeks apart over a 1-year period of time for any given joint. Period. I am not in receipt of any additional documentation to show the petitioner went on to receive such injections. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a tan. Period. He stated if he gets a cortisone shot in his left shoulder every 18 to 24 months, he feels okay. Period. Extremities upper. His bilateral portal scars were difficult to discern. Period. Most of the left shoulder was full in all individual spheres without crepitus, but abduction and flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Right shoulder external rotation was 75 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L4 and on the left to L2. Period. Most of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He had tenderness, palpation, overlying the left scapula and the right supramedial, and the superior medial angles. Period. Shoulders normal, spine cervical, active flexion at 40 degrees, comma, extension 45 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees and left 55 degrees, comma, side bending right 35 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Thoracic status normal and thoracic is normal. impressions on 3/13/02. Michael Gibson injured his left shoulder, as marked in my prior report. Period since last evaluated here. He was seen by Dr. Gentile, who recommended in 2020, who recommended a course of physical therapy and administered a corticosteroid injection. Scratch that. Who recommended a course of physical therapy. Period returned on 7/21/21. When a cortisone injection was given to the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph, current examination found him to have full range of motion and independent spheres without crepitus. Period provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period had intact strength and sensation. Period. The left bicep suggested borderline atrophy compared to the right. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. He actually did undergo physical therapy on the dates described in 2021. Period. He then returned to Dr. Gentile on 7/21/21. Period. New paragraph. This case represents the same level of permanency as will be marked from my prior report. And that is the end.